So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited a machlokes in which Rav Asi holds, Ein Paisim b'charata. A chacham may not initiate and nullify a neder through charata because Ein Mechiach mitoche shehu taos. Charata does not indicate a taos within the neder's formation, but rather maschila neder ba'achshabu mischarat. He did initially want a neder, but he now regrets making a neder. However, the Gemara cites several incidents of Amiram who were Paiskim b'charata. They initiated and nullified Nedarim through charata even without a Pesach. As the Ran explains, they hold Paiskim b'charata d'me'ikara. They may initiate a charata in which the Amoritz is Toya al Harishonis, regrets the initial making of the neder by saying, Shalom mitoch yishev hadas nedarti. He made the neder in haste or anger. However, Ein Paiskim b'charata d'hashta. They may not nullify through a charata in which the Am Oritz is Toya Miyom Zeva Eilich, he regrets the continuation of the nether. Akamar continues with an incident of Rabbiane Saba, who was Pesach Becharata, in which the Neider said that he would not have made the nether had he known, that Paschen Pinkasech Umemashmashin B'Abdach. The Bez Nishamal examines the deeds of one who makes Nadar, as the Pasuk states, V'acha Nadarm Levaker. And the Gemara mentions a similar incident of Rav Gamliel, who is Pesach Becharata, in which the Neidu said he would not have made the Neder had he known that Kolabaita Rol Ledoikr Becharav. One that makes Nedarim deserves to be stabbed with a sword, as the Pasuk states, Yesh Baita Kemat Karas Cherav. V'loshan Chacham Marpe, however, the Heter Chacham heals the ailment. The Gemara concludes, however, Anan Loi Peschin in Lei Baha. We do not initiate a Charata with these points that involve a Milsa Chamur, a stringent matter, because as the Ran explains, Chashin and Shema Mishaker, Sha'im and Misha Mischart, Avapish and Mischart, Shemizbayish Miloim Ha'emes. There's a concern that he's lying because he's embarrassed to admit that he would have made the nether anyway. The Gemara continues to discuss the undesirability of making the Dar. Rav Nosson Omer, Hanoider Ki'ilu Bana Bama. Making a nether is considered like building a Bama during the period of Isser HaBamis. Vamekaimoi Ki'ilu Makar Velo Karban. Someone who fulfills his nether without having it removed through a chacham is considered as if he brought a carbon on the bama, in which he is liable for the iser shchutei chutz. The Gemara points out that there is a svara to say that bereisha paschinan, the first statement hanoydu kilu bana bama, can be used as a pesach because ainu meshaker ve'ainu mespayish maloim ha'emes shaverizu ainu chamura. He's not lying because he would not be embarrassed to admit that he have made the nether anyway, because it's not such a severe sin. However, b'seifa le'paschinam, the second statement about makayma kilu makarvelav carbon cannot be used as a pesach because meshaker umesbayish meloimer ha'emes shaver zuchamura. He is lying because he is embarrassed to admit that he would have made the neder anyway because it is a severe sin. However, after some discussion, the Gemara concludes v'helchasa le'paschinam le'bereisha b'le'paseifa. We cannot use either statement as a pesach. The Gemara continues, V'loi paschinen b'ha nami d'shmu. We also cannot use Shmuel's statement. Afa pisha mekayimu nikur rasha. Even if he fulfills his neder, he's considered a rasha. Yolav chadala chadala. There's a gzereshav of the words chadala. The pasuk that refers to Nedarim states, V'chisechta lindar lo yibuchachet. The pasuk that refers to a rasha states, Shamr shom chadlu roigiz. The Gemara discusses the detrimental effects of kas, anger. Rabbi Yonason says, Kol akoyis, kol minin gehenim shaltim boy. A person that has kas may come to kfira, apostasy, and he will suffer in gehenim, as the pasuk states, V'hasar kas milibecha v'hava rab mibisarecha. The word ra refers to gehenim, as the pasuk states, Kol pa'al Hashem l'maneyu v'gam rasha l'yoyim ra. V'lo oid, ele sha'atachtoin yishaltis boy, as the pasuk states, V'nosn Hashem l'cho leiv ragiz v'chil yonayim v'dava nefesh. And these afflictions are caused by Tachtonius. Rabbi Bar Avuna says, Kol HaKoyis, afil HaShchina Eina Chashu B'Kenegdoi. A person that has Kas does not even consider Hashem. As the Pasuk states, Rasha K'Goyva Apoi Bal Yidresh Eina Lekim Kol Mizimaisav. Rabbi Yirmi Midifti says, Mishakeach Talmudoi U'Maisav Tipshes. He forgets his Torah learning and develops foolishness. As the Pasuk states, Ki Kas B'Chei Kesilim Yenuach. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, "Biyudua shavu noisev merubin mischiyosev." His sins outweigh his merits, as the pasuk states, "Uvalchema rab pesha." The Gemara continues, "Amr Rav Asi, ein niskakin lelekei Yisrael." The Ran gives two explanations. Rav Asi holds that although we are matur ned leketchila, we are not matur shvua leketchila because of the chumra of shvua. Of course, if it was done, the shvua becomes mutter. Rav Asi holds that we are matur shvua leketchila, but only if he did not mention a direct name of Hashem, he only used a kinui or no shame at all. But if he mentioned the name of Hashem, we are not matur shvua leketchila, with the exception of koinim ishti nanisli, shagan v'eskisi v'shehiksa esbonai, a husband that made a shvua, l'lekei Yisrael, to prohibit his wife from all benefits because he assumed that she stole his wallet or hid his son, and he subsequently verified that this was not true, in this case, nizkokin l'lekei Yisrael, because as the Ran explains, mishum sholem beisai, to restore harmony into their marriage, and mishum nehava ke'in nidrish gagus, the shvua was based on a wrong assumption, which is similar to the case of nidrish gagus that are not effective. Rav Nachman concludes, Hilchas ha-Peischen b'charata, a chacham may be matur neder based on charata, even without a Pesach, v'niskaken alikei Yisrael, a chacham may leketchila nullify a shvua that was made with Hashem's name. The Gemara continues discussing Pesach, openings, to be matur neder, and relates an incident in which Rav Schaira was matur neder through a Pesach of a daita de'ikbed Rav Nachman loy nadri. He would not have made the neder knowing that it would cause Rav Nachman to become annoyed. This is considered a valid Pesach. This discussion continues into the next daf.